Suppose you trained to take care of livestock, maybe the family Fido. You might not expect to end up as the number two executive of a large federal department, but that's what happened to Greg Parham, the Assistant Secretary of Agriculture for Administration. He's also named as a new fellow at the National Academy of Public Administration. For Parham, there's just something about public management.
It's an exciting area to be in. It's not what I started out working on, as you well know. I'm trained as a veterinarian, but along the way, I did get a master's in administrative science, and that really has formed the foundation for a lot of the work that I've done in many different areas. As you mentioned, everything from IT to a general line manager for mission results with animal and plant health, and then currently as the Assistant Secretary for all things administration in the Department of Agriculture.
Now, agriculture is a big and far-flung kind of bureaucracy. What does it look like from that level versus when you came in as a veterinarian?
Right. Well, one of the things I think you see, Tom, is that the commonality, regardless of mission, of many of what some would call back office, but what I prefer to think of as mission support as being the engines that really drive many of the things that are done programmatically. So what I see is a commonality across all of these various things. You still have to hire people. You still have to run your IT. You still have to manage your facilities. You know, these are some of the core functions that, regardless of the program, need to be done.
And you mentioned hiring and IT, and those are two issues where the government just seems to struggle decade after decade.
Right.
Let's talk about the hiring process. There's been a lot of effort applied to it in recent years, and yet you still hear federal managers saying it takes too long and they can't be competitive with the private sector. What's your perspective on federal hiring?
I think we have had some difficulties, okay, but I do see what I think is a movement to try to move beyond that. And part of it, I believe, is going to be a public-private partnership, you know, which is, I think, necessary for a lot of the things that we do. We need to be taking the best of the private, but then there are some unique elements of the public sector that we need to respect as well. So, yeah, we've had some struggles over the years, but I guess from where I sit, I do see us hopefully emerging from that in the next 12 to 18 months.
But it's also fair to say that the federal government is one of the more diverse and inclusive workforces, despite the problems it may have bringing people in relative to a lot of other areas like academics.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that we specifically are targeting, you know, to make sure that we have a workforce that reflects, number one, the civilian labor force writ large. Okay, so that, and that includes folks who are veterans, includes folks with disabilities. You know, we try to make sure that we're providing opportunities as broadly as we possibly can.
And let's talk about IT for a moment, because here again, mixed record, and agriculture has some successes. What are your thoughts on IT administration and what we can do better there over the next few years?
Three words, like in real estate, location, 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 and in IT, it's cyber, cyber, cyber. You know, that's where right now we're paying a lot of attention to. And it's not that we haven't done things over the years, but just with the environment that we're in now, where there is a lot more activity from those who would try to either capture information that they shouldn't have access to, or just routine hacking, as is known, we're finding that we need to pay a lot more attention to that whole area of cybersecurity. So, and then, of course, in addition to the cyber side, it's all about mobility and rapid development. You know, a lot of times we invested in systems that we thought we would keep 20, 30 years, and believe it or not, there's still a few of those around, but increasingly we see, more mobile, more modular development coming to the fore.
And looking back at the cybersecurity question for just a moment, you were the year 2000 program office executive director.
That's correct.
We thought the world was ending then. How do you compare the current cybersecurity threat with the year 2000?
What I would do, actually, I think the year 2000 helped us to focus a lot more. And, of course, what has happened with some of the recent breaches, like at the Office of Personnel Management and some of the, have, again, helped us to focus more attention on these kinds of issues. Unfortunately, it seems you have to have that teachable moment, okay? And Y2K was kind of that teachable moment, and I think some of the security breaches recently have brought about another teachable moment. So I think the end result will be a much more most secure posture across the federal government, but I know for a fact that it won't be impenetrable.
All right. We're speaking with Dr. Gregory Parham. He is the Assistant Secretary of Agriculture for Administration and a recently named NAPA Fellow. And before we get to the NAPA Fellow piece, I just wanted to ask you, as Assistant Secretary, you're flying kind of high close to the sun here. And what do you hope to accomplish in the next 9-12 months?
In the next 9-12 months, there are several initiatives that we hope to bring to more closure. Okay. One of the things that we've done within the Department of Agriculture is what we call a blueprint for stronger service. Okay. And so we hope that the blueprint has now been implemented to the point where we are providing stronger service to our constituents and stakeholders across the country. You know, USDA, of course, is the department that really impacts rural America. And so there's a whole bevy of programs and services that we provide to urban areas as well, but particularly in rural America, to make sure that those areas continue to be vital communities.
And customer service and digital services has been the mantra of the government in recent years, recent months even. But agriculture, as you say, is all over the country, even in the rural areas. So do you think that there will always be that person-to-person presence of USDA where the farmers are?
Yes, I think it's going to be a combination. That's one of the struggles that we've had, because we have seen contraction in some of our people on the ground, and at the same time we've seen programmatic increases. So the only way you're able to manage that is to bring in more of the technology. So we're doing a bit of both, making sure that we have, as some of our agencies call it, boots on the ground, because some of the things just demand one-on-one or face-to-face. But at the same time, making sure that we are trying to keep up. Okay, I'm not going to say we're on the leading edge, but to try to keep up with some of the technological innovations that are happening as well.
And of course, some of those boots might be stepping into barns, so you really need boots.
Exactly.
Now that you are moving over to NAPA, or going to be part of NAPA, what's your thought on what you'd like to accomplish there?
I think NAPA provides the opportunity, you know, with their whole focus on public governance. I think, you know, my entire career has been in the public sector, so it's something that I know and appreciate. And I think this is going to provide the opportunity to continue that work, you know, even beyond my tenure here. And so I'm really looking forward to the idea of being able to contribute to public governance across the board.
Dr. Greg Parham is the Assistant Secretary of Agriculture for Administration, and he's also a new fellow at the National Academy of Public Administration. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.